The point about the cross-border is a really interesting one. We have an MOU with Ulster University. We had a meeting, one of a regular series of meetings about that only last week. And we are talking about collaboration across a whole load of areas. Research would be one area, you know, where we want to see the growth in collaboration. But the issue around sustainability in small farms, smaller farms, the less intensive farming practices would be something that we'd be really mindful of. And preparing people for that kind of an environment is going to be a big part of the curriculum. The northern and western region and the disadvantage. I would urge any listeners to have a look at the Northern and Western Regional Assemblies website. They've published a regional infrastructure tracker only in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, we're not getting our share of investment per head of population. We're vastly, I suppose, underserved in terms of the Eastern region. The Dublin, Greater Dublin region continues to be overserved in terms of investments. And that's one of the other reasons why I think that, you know, our government is going to take a good long look at investing in the northern and western region. And I have to say, Minister McConnellogue has been dead straight throughout this process, and fair play to him. But I'd still like to hear an answer, an outcome to the call as quickly as possible.